Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let me set up this segment, Faisal, with a statement that you and I talk about a lot.
Okay.
Volatility is the friend of investor who knows the value of what they own, and it is the enemy of investors that don't know the value of what they own.
Ah.
So I want to explore that statement.
You're like Confucius or something.
Yeah, might be. Maybe, hey?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I think more confused than Confucius, but sure.
Most of the time.
You're on a roll, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. I want to explore that because I think that simple statement gives us many, many areas of insight. Now, what do you think is going to happen? We've just talked to Peter about all the volatility that could, or the potential risks and uncertainty, okay? That will lead to volatility.
Absolutely.
So I think that's about the only thing that we can say with some certainty is that over the next 4 months, so it's not just the November election, but beyond that.
So let me give an analogy of volatility. People look at volatility as they look at it as a roller coaster.
Right.
We always focus on the roller coaster when it goes down.
Right.
But a roller coaster has to go up before it goes down.
Right.
And you're going to go up and down and up and down. So volatility goes both ways.
Good point.
Volatility is up and volatility is down. Let's set the tone right there.
Right.
It's going to happen. And I think if we have more and more uncertainty of maybe if Trump loses, will he leave office?
Right.
Maybe there's going to be a problem. This, when Peter was talking about CIA coming in and what they're like, this
the
is
Secret
a problem.
Service, yeah.
This is a problem.
We were in Washington less than 2 years ago listening to the former CIA director, former FBI director, Bob Woodward, former ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Canada, all speak. And they all had the same concerns 2 years ago.
Correct.
Right?
That he's not going to leave.
And there was...
He loses.
Right.
And should this happen, get ready for uncertainty and volatility. So this volatility, in my opinion, is going all the way to February.
Okay. Now, what we know is volatility is scary for most investors.
Absolutely.
Okay. Things are bouncing around.
Yep.
Because we know over the past couple of weeks, we've been having more and more conversations about people that want to go to cash. They want to make a timing bet.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So that's how this is all relevant, right? It's we know there's volatility. You and I often talk about volatility as an opportunity. We know that regular people, investors see it as risk, as it's certainly fear.
Correct.
Right? Creates fear. So let's talk a little bit about how you navigate through a period of volatility.
Okay. So the first part of what you just said in your quote, volatility is a friend.
Well, it's a friend of investor who knows the value of what they own.
Perfect. Let's stop right there.
Okay.
Okay. So I like volatility. I've always said it's always going to be Boxing Day shopping in high volatile times, because what I've been trained on, what I've been educated on, and what I've been focusing my entire structure and discipline on is understanding the value of something. So let me give you an example.
Yeah, put it in English.
Okay. Let's say a 2020 BMW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sell it for $1.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will happen if I post that on my Facebook page?
Well, do I get to buy it? Or are friends and family excluded?
Everybody's included.
Okay, I'm in line with everybody else.
The lineup will probably go all the way to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Now, what if I started saying, okay, I'm going to change my price, and I'm going to sell it for $500,000?
All right. I'm probably watching the golf tournament then.
Perfect. No one's going to be in line.
No.
And I might even get, you know, some submissions of maybe I should take some medication or
cuckoo.
Yeah, put on a jacket that goes on backwards
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So right there, either I have a lineup all the way to Edmonton or nobody in line, because everybody who's either in line or not in line understands one thing. The value of that BMW is whatever that value is, plus or minus 10% or 15%, but no one's going to buy it when it's overvalued. You know what we do? We do that all the time with everything in our lives. We don't buy stuff when it looks too expensive.
Right.
Except for what?
Stock market.
Hey, that company will take 100 years to give me my money back in earnings.
That's what a price earnings ratio is.
I'm going to go buy it.
Right.
When you don't understand value and you understand or you have the speculation of either fear of missing out, or speculation of that's the only place that you can see growth over the long term, you would give up 100 years of money just to make your money back?
Right. Right. Remember tulips? Back in the day. 1600s. You remember this? This was the
first... Well, I wasn't around, but I've read about it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You sound like it was like yesterday. You remember that?
No. Yeah, exactly. 1600s. This is the first time it happened. Remember? Tulips got outrageously overvalued.
Yeah.
And then one day somebody decided, well, paying that much money for a tulip doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. What happened? Collapse. Tulips were just flowers again.
So you're going to see volatility because people don't understand the true value of the company that they own. Mm-hmm. This is the problem, and I think with the average investor, they're buying something, they have no idea what they're buying. And as a money manager, my job is to look and say, this is the actual value of the company given where we are in the economy. So why would I go and spend 100 times of your money, 100 years, sorry, of your earnings.
You'd pay 100 years worth of earnings.
You'll never get to your retirement that way.
Unless you live to 175.
Exactly. We are at point A right now.
Right.
Our clients, investors, have a point B in time. So I'm going to pick on you. 52 years of age, let's say you're going to retire at 70.
Okay.
So you've got 18 years of time frame.
Yeah.
Why would I buy something that takes you 100 years to get your money back, or 40 years, 30 years?
Okay. So one of the factors the markets can trade on is momentum, right? And what we're seeing in a market like this is there's a momentum trade taking place.
Crazy.
Right. Now, is momentum the right factor to trade on? You'll have to make that decision.
And this is where, when people were saying over the years, just buy the market.
Right.
Just buy the market.
Right.
Get ready, because that market that you're buying is so heavily focused on that company that takes you 100 years to get your money back, that you're missing out on a whole bunch of other opportunity.
Okay.
And I love it when people don't understand value of a company because they buy irrationally, they sell irrationally, and that means Boxing Day shopping is coming to Faisal's computer, and I'm going to go pick up some great companies at dirt cheap prices.
So what does this mean? What we're talking about is we know that volatility is likely to increase here because of the fear and uncertainty. Okay, so things are moving around. What does an average investor do?
The average investor, first of all, if they're do-it-yourself, you have to have a structure and discipline for yourself about what you buy and what your sell criteria is. But if you have an advisor, ask them that question. What's their buy criteria and what's their sell criteria? And here's what I hear. Mm-hmm. We just buy good companies with dividends.
Right.
What?
Right.
In a market like this, a good company with dividend has been run up so high, so expensive, it will take you 30, 40, 50 years to get your money back.
Right.
Just to get your money back. Forget about growth. And the expectation of that company to do astronomical performance so your earnings are going to come back at a faster rate, what are you expecting?
Right.
Euphoria.
Right.
You're expecting everything to go right.
Yeah. So I think there's a message. And if we want to put this in English. So forget about stocks for a minute, right? If you're out there and you're an investor and we're facing volatility, ups and downs, okay, that the price of that BMW can go up or down on any given day.
Correct.
Okay. If this was a used vehicle and the seller of that used vehicle needed the money desperately, you might get it at a better price, a slight discount, right, to what the market price
is. Based on personal circumstance.
Right. And if there's none available, you might pay a little bit higher price. Okay. I get that. So there's some reasonable range
of
value, right? Yep. But when you start to go, one, two, three standard deviations about that, you would never pay $500,000 for a BMW that
Amen.
Is $100,000.
Amen.
Yeah, you'll get crushed. And so
you'll lose money.
Yes.
You're
yes.
guaranteed to lose money
right.
if you spend $500,000 on a 2020 BMW. You're guaranteed to lose money.
Now, if you accept that, right? So as a human being, if we take that and say, yeah, that's rational thinking, and we apply it then to the market, when we get periods of volatility, it doesn't mean that you have to be out of the market.
Correct.
Because cash, we've talked about this lots, that timing bet is a very difficult bet. What it does mean is you better understand the value of what you own.
Correct.
Okay? So that you can take advantage of when the price is low.
Yeah.
Okay? Or take profit when that price goes irrationally high.
Correct.
And if you do that and you've got a longer term horizon, you know, more than 4 months, what we're talking about now, right? I can't speak to you day traders, but if you've got an 18-year horizon, like I might have if I retire at 70, then the opportunity there is to trade the relative trade in there and take advantage of that.
And that's why protecting your income as you draw on it,
right,
away from all this volatility,
right,
is the kryptonite for everybody who does it differently.
Yeah, that's your superpower, right?
That's your superpower.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. Okay. Another great show, but we got to talk about this and put it in perspective. What is that structure look like?
Yeah, what is the structure to bulletproof your retirement? What's going to be your superpower through retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, October 20th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Thanks for joining Faisal and I on another edition of More Than Money. We look forward to chatting with you next week. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodcundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodcundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodcundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.